Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-hosts, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Business stalwart Warren Bennis said, "Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality." Our guest today is one of those people. It was Norman Vincent Peale who stated, "No matter how dark things seem to be, or actually are, raise your sights and see the possibilities. Always see them, for they are always there." And with God, we know that all things are possible. What happens when a child gets lost in the crowd and is left to his or her own devices without enough parental input? What about children who lack mentors? Are you aware that there is a dearth of positive role models for our keiki? Of course, we could say that that's probably the case all over the world, but it's also the case here in our island state. Today, we have someone in our studio whose organization is making a difference in this area. But I also want to let you know that the reason for our show, the heart of what we do, is through all our communication, all our conversation, and allowing you, as it were, to eavesdrop in on our talk and to join in, whether it be by Facebook or email or call in at 296-5467, is really to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For someone whom God knows, who's searching to come to know the Lord personally and experience what it's like to experience fullness of life, which can be found in Jesus. Jay Jarman is a visionary. Years ago, a stately woman of faith talked to me about entrepreneurs for God. It was one of the first times I heard that term, entrepreneur for God. Especially in the way that she said it, there was a glint in her eye. She meant those leaders with an ability to combine a compelling vision and to combine people, resources, and organization to form positive change in the lives of people in a unique, cutting-edge way that meets the needs of the community. Some say visionaries are born. Others may argue that they are made. I say both. Of course they are born, but the true essence of their natural gift is not seen in their birth. It's really seen in what they do for others. And Jay Jarman is one of those entrepreneurs for God, and he is the founder of an organization called Common Grace, with a theme, matching the kindness of a local church with the needs of a kid in a public school. Their mission? To be a catalyst that enables public elementary schools to develop partnerships with local churches so that caring mentorship can be provided to lonely and needy children. Common Grace has a vision, of course, to link Hawaii's public elementary schools with any church interested in serving its community by lovingly mentoring children at risk. Jay, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Jay, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, grew up in Oklahoma City for the most part until my dad got involved in politics and we had to move back and forth from Oklahoma to Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area. So I went to school in both places, Oklahoma City and Northern Virginia.
Now, your dad was involved in politics, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. We just had Senator Sakamoto on. He's going to be running for lieutenant governor. It's the Charles DeJoux just wins this race as a Republican, you know, cutting into the Democratic guard here, representing Hawaii in Washington. But now tell us about your dad. He's involved in politics. To what extent was he involved in politics, Jay?
Well, he started out as a state senator in the Oklahoma legislature. And after that, he graduated to national politics and became the 5th district representative in the House, in the U.S. Capitol. And he was in there for 26 years.
Wow. So you grew up as in the house of a leading politician in our country. What was that like?
Well, it was a little bit of a fishbowl, as you can guess. We were always conscious of trying to set a good example and try and keep my dad's image clean and everything. He represented his district well. And one thing that's kind of on our theme today that just occurred to me, maybe for the first time, my dad would always say that the best thing he did every 2 years was send a postcard with our family's picture on it to all of his constituents, over 500,000 constituents in the heartland, right there in the middle of the state of Oklahoma. And I can remember going to people's homes and seeing these photographs on people's refrigerators, seeing myself, my sister, and my brother as we grew up and grew inches taller every 2 years. People had a personal connection with my dad. They voted for him, and they felt that he was representing them and that he knew them and that they knew him. And that has always stuck with me about the personal touch and the relational aspect of not just politics but everything in life.
Now, you know, it's not everybody's childhood like the childhood you had. It seems like a very unique and special upbringing. In what ways do you feel that it began to shape you or it shaped you for what you're doing today?
Well, I don't know that my dad was much of a legislative crusader. I can't think of any nation-changing or world-changing bills that he wrote. But he served people and considered himself a true representative. He knew the needs of people. He got a lot of letters. He was able to use his office and his influence to help people in very practical ways. And I think that that awareness of people's needs is something that has always stayed with me.
Brothers and sisters? Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister, 3 years younger. I had a brother, 10 years younger, who's no longer with us.
Well, you know, being in the ministry, and particularly in what you're doing now, I mean, I can see the benevolence that God put in your heart, even as, I would imagine, as you were growing up. How did you cultivate that over the years?
Well, I inherited it from my mom, I think. She loved people, and everybody knew that she did. Everybody thought she was their best friend. And you can't be everybody's best friend, but when you make people feel that way, it can only mean that you prove to them that you genuinely care about their lives. And she taught me so many lessons about. Can I share one story about my mom? She asked me one time, "Where is that Ricky French Oh, I shouldn't use his real name, but I already did. Ricky, if you're out there, you're going to love this story because he loved my mom and she loved him. She said, bring him around. I haven't seen him around the house. But I said, you know, Mom, the other parents, they don't want Ricky hanging around. He's a bad boy and he does bad things. We used to break into houses under construction in the developing area around our neighborhood, and we'd all jump through the ceilings and put holes in the drywall and all that kind of stuff. And that Ricky French was the instigator. And I said, Mom, he's a bad kid. You don't want him around. And she said, No, I want Ricky to come to this house. He needs us. And I said, you're the only mom who would ever say that. Everybody else says he's a bad influence. Don't you think he's a bad influence on me? And my mother said, honey, that thought never entered my mind. I can only think that you are a good influence on him.
Oh.
Bring him around. Well, that's a rare parent, isn't it?
Yes, yes. A whole different perspective than what you normally would hear. That's right.
That's a whole different perspective, but it gave me a perception and a perspective on people and what they're going through and how to maybe show some kindness to them.
Yes.
I mean, it's like you can have a victim mentality or you can have a mentality of positive influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not only that, we want to protect our children. That's kind of parents' job one. But we're learning more and more that you can overprotect kids. Mm-hmm. And there are babies growing up today that don't have any immunity to the normal bacteria because they're not allowed to play in the mud and make mud pies, you know.
Like social inoculation, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, so my mom, she never inoculated me from nothing.
Well, she inoculated you by exposing you.
Yeah, that's right.
To all that stuff, you know.
Yes.
That's right. So I've been hanging with the Ricky Frenches for my whole life.
And that's part of the preparation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I appreciate about Jay is that he's not afraid to mix it up. And I think maybe from your dad, but you know, people that make changes for the good are people that are not afraid to see problems. Mm-hmm. It's like a badge of honor, actually, to see a problem and then the common man, so to speak, steps back. Mm-hmm. Because by mere nature, we don't want to deal with problems.
Right.
We're opposed to them. Mm-hmm. But then there are some select few that step forward. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know what, I might not even do it right. I might not even do it perfectly. In fact, I'm going to mess up many, many times. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try. And there's something in them. It's a gift from God.
Yes.
That's a resilience that enables them to just keep going.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's like pouring hope into people's lives where people don't have hope. And so many times that's why we don't get involved. We tend to lose that.
Well, I mean, and the hope, Leslie, comes even when, because someone, the courage infuses us because someone stood up.
Yes.
I'm looking at Carlos Cambry. Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry has been in the combat zone many, many times and has displayed courage time and again. Mm-hmm. He's very soft-spoken. You know, he's not going to talk about himself in that way. But make no mistake about it. He's been the guy when it's fallen on his shoulders, he stood up.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I like the way Billy Graham says it. He said, Courage is strengthened in people. Now, this is a paraphrase because he says it a whole lot better. Courage is strengthened in people. The spines of others stiffen when someone stands up to face a challenge.
And that's really true. That's really true. It's so encouraging and uplifting, and it makes you want to offer that same kind of hope. I think that's in us to do that, wanting to do that.
Well, and Jay, you're doing it with the Keiki.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to make a comment about that because as believers and followers of Jesus, we hold this in balance and in a little bit of tension because we want to be safe, don't we? That's real. We want to be protected. We want our churches to be sanctuaries and safe houses and to get away from a lot of the conflict and the problems that are out there and in us. So we do need to find a place of safety and rest. But at the same time, we follow the one who says, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, sheep among wolves? We have to go out there with those wolves? And Jesus says, well, that's what I did. I'm the shepherd. Would you, the flock, expect anything less? And so I just feel like if we have a balance of showing and dispensing hope and an invitation into a safe place in relationship with God and with other people, we also have to keep that tension of taking risks, mm-hmm. and moving out, getting out of the comfort zone and going out to where the people are and where the needs are.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when we come back, we're going to talk specifically with Jay about what he's doing and the many people that are partnering with him in his ministry, in his organization, Common Grace. And we also have a special clip that we've set up just for you to hear. It'll be a good shot in the arm for you in a way that will boost you up and at the same time let you know what Common Grace is all about. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jay Jarman. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home. Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The other day, I was deeply concerned about a situation. Instead of worrying too much, God led me in a season of prayer. Shortly after that, my phone rang. It was an answer to prayer. Oswald Chambers wrote, every time we pray, our horizon is altered. Our attitude to things is altered. Not sometimes, but every time. And the amazing thing is that we don't pray more. One of the things we love to do on the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to take requests from callers and pray for them. You can even reach me, Danny Yamashiro, on Facebook or email me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii on AM 760 KGU at 2 o'clock. Here's more. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org for interviews with my featured guests and people you may know. I'm Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii, AM 760 KGU. Like an energy boost in the middle of the day. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Sponsored in part by Dr. Kerry Ishihara, your Wahiawa dentist.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-hosts, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, with our featured guest today, Jay Jarman. A big mahalo to our sponsors. You know, a program like this would not be possible if it wasn't for some generous partners like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Unical on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this, to be able to send email requests, prayer requests, or to even receive emails from me, email devotionals, motivational snippets that will give you a real boost, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
You know, Jay, it's been great to hear your upbringing. And I, as I share with you, I really like the statement your mom made about you being a positive influence on your friend,
yeah.
Which brings me to really wanting to know, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I thank God for the positive influences that were on my life and mm-hmm. never left me alone. I was never lonely as a child. And my mother gave me tremendous affection. My dad gave me a sense of decency and responsibility. But we were not a church-going, Sunday school-attending family at all. And I was halfway through my high school days before I ever really heard the story of Jesus. And understood that you can have a personal relationship with God through Jesus. And so I'm so grateful for the home environment in which I grew up. But then it took somebody coming into my world of high school sports and friends and dating and studies and all the high school drama. And this representative of an outreach program called Young Life, which is nationwide and now going strong here in Hawaii. He started hanging out at our campus and being there during football practice and getting to know some of the guys. And there were a couple of the players who did follow Jesus and were in love with Jesus. And together with those players, he began to speak into my life and get to know me and be that presence and that example of God's love that really touched me.
So what kind of impact did it make on you at that time?
Well, I was the most selfish human being that ever lived in the history of this world, and I'm still not cured of that. I was just into myself and my own ambitions. And
but that's the description of every teenager, right?
Exactly.
I mean, in college, one of the college speakers came and said that, yeah, you guys are the most selfish people in the whole world. But anyway, Jay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So we all agree on this?
Yes, we agree.
Yep. Oh, good. I got some agreement on that. Well, Reed loved me, but he did it in a way that made sense and was understandable to me as a jock and a kind of a greaser and a little bit of a rebellious teenage kid, and he let me know that he accepted me just as I was and that I was important to him because I was important to God. When I said, how would I ever know that God really loves me? Reed Ernest, my young life leader, said, God loves you just like I do, only better and longer. So that's the only thing that ever makes sense to anybody. I think people don't respond to God in a vacuum, but you have to be touched incarnationally through a relationship with somebody that really has your best interests and who really cares about you in spite of everything.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, many a times they say for a lot of people, you are the first God that they will see before they understand a relationship with God for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about your friend from Young Life touching you in high school, in your upper teen years, a very formidable time in your development. But how delicate the lives of children are and how impressionable they are in their younger years, particularly in the elementary school years. And Jay has been given a vision to found this ministry, this organization, called Common Grace, is very unique in the way that the combination is made with the schools, the public schools, with parents, with people, adults, leaders, churches. It's very, very amazing what has happened. And I want you to listen to this because it is it will give you the very heart and essence of what this organization, Common Grace, is all about. Listen.
of Common Grace is matching the kindness of a local church with the needs of a kid in a public school. And that's really what Common Grace does. We're the matchmakers. It's all about that relationship between the pastor and the principal, the church and the school, and most essentially, that caring adult and that one special child.
Hi, my name is Brad Barsha, better known as Uncle Brad here at Manueli Elementary School. I'm the pastor at Faith Baptist Church, and our church has been involved with Common Grace for about 3 years. It's been one of the best things we've done to be able to partner with an institution here in Kailua that's really making a difference in kids' lives. The principal, Ryan, and I are dear friends, and we really count a privilege to interlock hands. For our church, it's allowing us to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a meaningful and practical and easy way,
yes,
right here in Kailua. My only desire is that we get more of our people involved mentoring and loving kids.
Aloha, my name is Ryan Amine, principal here at Manuili Elementary School, and I would like to share a little bit about the Common Grace program and our wonderful relationship that we have with Faith Baptist Church. Our students get an opportunity to spend some significant and quality time with mentors. They do homework. They do quiet games.
This is a part of the puppy here too.
Spend quality time attending community events, and they do many art activities as well. Most importantly, our students get that opportunity to spend that quality time with undivided attention from a significant adult. This is what all kids need, but oftentimes don't receive. I've seen these relationships between the mentors and students go far beyond the school day and the Common Grace program. We hope that you become a part of this program and make an impact on a child's life.
My name is Kelly Miyamura, Common Grace Director of Wanneroo Oahu. One of the reasons why I love Common Grace is the potential that it has for churches to really impact their local community through their presence at a local elementary school. The mentors are matched with children who they have a powerful relationship with. They oftentimes get to know their parents, their teachers, the principals. The impact of those relationships are endless.
And we love this relationship that we have.
It's awesome. I love
Faith Baptist. All right.
We are discovering the power of one church relating to one school, one adult relating to one kid, 1 hour a week for one school year, and what a huge difference that makes in the life of that child. We're just trying to help churches and schools partner together to love those children one by one.
You know, when we hear about somebody receiving a vision from the Lord and then acting upon it, and then seeing what transpires as a result of that, how it things begin to unfold, connections made, doors are opened. It really is a miracle in process. And you get to see the supernatural hand of God at work. I would imagine, I've heard others say it, I'm sure you feel like it too, Jay. Sometimes, do you sometimes just feel like you're a spectator in it all and just seeing God move?
Oh, I'm amazed myself. I have chicken skin hearing a pastor say that he's dear friends with that public school principal. Mm-hmm. And hearing a public school principal, Principal Ryan Amine over there on the windward side, talk about his friendship with the pastor and the tremendous differences that it's made to his students. Now listen, this is a public school.
Yes.
This is a public school talking about people from the church coming simply to love those children and plant seeds in their lives.
You know, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Jay about some things, like some needs that he's seen and some ways that his organization, Common Grace, is meeting those needs. So I want you to really hang on. Stay with us to find out more as we go deeper. Because you may even feel a compelling in your heart to want to be involved, want to do something about it. We're going to tell you how. We're going to tell you how. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jay Jarman.
Beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Hear me call.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Proverbs 25:25 says, like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Sometimes just the right word at the right time can make all the difference. Have you ever heard a testimony that inspired you so much you made up your mind to take action and the results caused positive change in your life? I want to invite you to listen to my new broadcast, The Good Life Hawaii Radio, on AM 760 KGU at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's more value. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org for more information on my featured guests. You'll find other interviews with people you might even know. You can even listen to them anytime and get your family and friends to listen too. A great way to do evangelism. I'm Danny Yamashiro, The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show on AM 760 KGU at 2 o'clock. Your energy boost in the middle of the day. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Sponsored in part by Dr. Kerry Ishihara, your Wahiawa dentist.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's hair. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886. Before airplanes were even invented, Frederic Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our special guest today, Jay Jarman. We're talking about young people, children. We're talking about amazing connections that really only God can do in his, as we would say in Christian terminology, in his sovereign grace. You know, a program like this would not be possible if it weren't for some very generous givers, some sponsors, our sponsors, like Waiawa dentist, Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Bert's Unical right there on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Jay, you know, years ago, God gave you a vision for what is now Common Grace. And, you know, reaching out with God's love in the physical way to the schools and to the children. As you've done that, you know, what have you seen the needs out there with these young children?
I really believe that one of the ways to open your eyes and hearts to God's vision is to find a prayer partner who will also be open to the same vision. I have to hurry up and say that the vision for Common Grace did not come to me alone, but it was in my friendship and my working relationship with Ron Arnold, who's the pastor at Kaimuki Christian Church.
Yes.
It was the two of us who went together down to talk to the principal at Queen Liliuokalani Elementary School, just one block from Kaimuki Christian Church. Mm-hmm. And is it okay if I just kind of unpack this moment a little bit? Because
we want to hear how it happened.
Yeah, this is how it happened. Kaimuki Christian Church sat on that corner across from the library in Kaimuki for over 70 years with no contact with the public elementary school. And why? Because we had this intuitive feeling that there's this huge barrier mm-hmm. between the local church and the public school.
Yes.
Church-state mm-hmm. Separation, that mm-hmm. all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But we needed the school, so we went to them to use their cafeteria while they were expanding and renovating our worship center mm-hmm. at Kaimuki Christian Church. I was the missions and outreach pastor on the staff team at that time. And the school was so gracious to mm-hmm. us that after we were able to move back into our own facility, we went down and met with the principal at the time, Karen Tsukiyama, and we said, how can we serve this school? We are so grateful. You've been hospitable. You've just been so great. What can we do for the school? And we thought she was going to say, pick up rubbish, paint a building, help us with our landscaping, or some kind of a project. But she leaned across her desk and she said, we have lonely children in this school.
Whoa. Mm. Wow.
Hmm.
Is there anybody in your church family that has time to come to our campus and simply sit and talk and be friends with our children who don't have any significant adults in their lives, who don't have anybody giving them full attention, no encouragement? She said, we have lonely kids. Could somebody please come here and just love our kids?
What a just a cry from the heart.
We heard the cry of the kids mm-hmm. and of that principal, and it didn't involve any kind of what we think of as religion. We weren't going there to teach the Bible or to pray with the kids or anything, but simply to give the children something that they lacked, mm-hmm. and that was time and attention mm-hmm. and the influence of life on life, mm-hmm. one adult, one child. So Pastor Ron and I, we looked at each other, and we were so moved because we felt that we weren't just hearing a principal mm-hmm. cry out to us, but we were actually hearing the voice of God.
Yes.
We want to help in our community. We want to get involved in our neighborhood. We want to love our neighbors. What an invitation. Mm-hmm. What an open door. Mm-hmm. And so we found 17 members of our church family, most of them retired, mm-hmm. but a few college students and other people, business people, that took off one long lunch hour a week and came at different times during the week just to simply read, talk mm-hmm. story, play checkers. One of our mentors taught the little girl how to crochet.
Wow.
Pastor Ron had a little boy that he taught how to play chess, and 3 years later he was still with that boy.
Wow.
And the little boy can kick Pastor Ron's butt in chess now. the tables kind of turned right
yes.
there. But without any overt religious input, because we want to be fair with the schools, and mm-hmm. we want to respect, and we want to be a presence, and we want to plant those seeds of love in the lives of kids that don't have anybody.
Yes, and that's the gift that Jesus gave too for the little children, is just come to me, come to him. And he just loved on them, gave them time and attention where a lot of other adults wouldn't or didn't.
Where was Jesus when he said that?
Where was he
use your imagination.
Children?
Where was Jesus exactly when he made that statement, let the children come to me?
Well, I know he was in a public place, and he was walking through, and the children were there, and they were trying to just get Jesus to where he thought he should be and whatnot, and the children were coming and tugging at him, and he stopped for them because children are important to him.
Any thoughts on that? Where Jesus had those encounters with people?
Part of the context of it was also, though, that the children were being pushed away by the grown-ups.
Yeah. Yes.
And like being shielded from, you know, like, hey, you know, Jesus doesn't have time for you, Keiki. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's an important man. He's got a heavy agenda.
Yes.
You know, and yes. He rebuked them. And it was a stern rebuke
yes.
to his disciples. Hey, mm-hmm. let them come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus was out there, and whether it was on the street in Capernaum or whether it was by the Sea of Galilee or wherever it was, the children were out there playing in the park, mm-hmm. and that's where Jesus was.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's where he was interacting with mm-hmm. people. He didn't have an office.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, he didn't have a stated location. He didn't have a business card where if you want to talk to me, you got to come
right.
to me. He was out there,
mm-hmm.
and that was what we heard. It was a vision from God that was so plain and loud and clear that we had to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after going for a full year at that, the elders of Kaimuki Christian Church kicked me off the staff. And they told me, we'll still pay your salary and your medical and everything, but this is huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go out now. Go out and start telling other pastors and other churches that there's an opportunity to go to that public elementary school and love kids.
You know, I have to interject something here and just highlight. It's a real highlight, man. I take my yellow highlighter and I highlight this time over and over because of the bigness of the heart of Pastor Ron Arnold.
Yeah.
It has to be noted because, you know, sometimes we can become very, very controlling and very ingrown, and that's contrary to what is needed from the heart of God, which is to reach out and to expand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a gifted leader like Jay on your staff, dynamic, charismatic, visionary. Guys like him, you know, they... Guys and gals that are like that, they make things happen.
Rascal, you left out rascal.
Yes.
But
important component.
But he provided the support.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the context of a local church. The beauty of it is it was the vision of the ministry of Common Grace was birthed out of the local church.
Yes.
And now look how many churches are connected and schools and children.
Yes.
And adults are connected.
Yes. And when we were talking earlier about the balance, the tension of, you know, taking the risks, being in the church and being outside, it's a huge risk to go out when we talk about the schools and the church traditionally where there is that area where you're careful. But to go out there and pursue it to where it is today is awesome.
Jay, how many schools are connected with the churches now? How many students and adults?
Well, dozens. To God's glory and praise, we have dozens of partnerships going. One local church and one public school. That creates a partnership.
And you have some with two churches partnering with one school in particular.
Well, sometimes
areas.
There is a kind of a tag team mm-hmm. thing. Not every church has the resources, and not every church family is large enough to have the minimum of 5 mentors. So maybe this church and that church can mm-hmm. work together to reach out to that one public elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to stress that the Department of Education, and particularly Pat Hamamoto, mm-hmm. has been a hero in the growth of Common Grace because mm-hmm. she believes in the one-to-one relationship between a caring mentor
mm-hmm.
and a lonely child.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it was Pat that told me that the number one indicator for success in later life is a good relationship with one adult that you know really cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
So the principals all know about Common Grace and about the mentorship, and the schools are kind of waiting for churches to step up
mm-hmm.
and say, yeah, we want to get involved. We'll get some of our people to come over to your school.
Well, let me get this website address out. Go to www.commongrace.org.
Commongrace.org.
Commongrace.org. It's very, very easy. And when we come back, Jay, we want to know, you know, because there's somebody here, maybe today, as you're listening, something is welling up in your heart, in your spirit. Your spirit is being quickened. And you're saying to yourself, man, this is unreal. How can I get involved with Common Grace? How can I be a part of this organization? I want to be involved with this. How can I get my church involved? When we come back, Jay will tell us. We also have a prayer request from someone who emailed me. And we certainly don't want to forget about praying for this person in this time of need. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jay Jarman.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The other day, I was deeply concerned about a situation. Instead of worrying too much, God led me in a season of prayer. Shortly after that, my phone rang. It was an answer to prayer. Oswald Chambers wrote, "Every time we pray, our horizon is altered. Our attitude to things is altered. Not sometimes, but every time. And the amazing thing is that we don't pray more." One of the things we love to do on the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to take requests from callers and pray for them. You can even reach me, Danny Yamashiro, on Facebook, or email me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii on AM 760 KGU at 2 o'clock. Here's more. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org for interviews with my featured guests and people you may know. I'm Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii, AM 760 KGU. Like an energy boost in the middle of the day. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Sponsored in part by Dr. Kerry Ishihara, your Wahiawa dentist.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our very special guest today, Jay Jarman. It's been quite a lively discussion, a time of sharing, but one of the common things about it is, well, maybe I say that one of the common graces about it is our hearts have been freely able to open up and to share as we talk about your ministry, your organization.
You know, Jay, I'm always fascinated by hearing things, and I must tell you that I'm definitely fascinated to hear that the church is finally going back into the communities and working with the people where they belong. So thank you very much for your services and what you're doing. If someone wanted to get involved, how could they? What do they need to do?
The first thing to understand is that it really is a team concept. Mm. And that the church, as that church, relates to that school. It's not like Big Brothers Big Sisters, which also does good work with the relationship between the one adult and the one child. But this is a team of church members who get involved on that school campus. And so if you're out there and have been listening to this and you hear the cry of loneliness from a child in your neighborhood, in your public school, the first thing to do maybe is to pray about it and go to the Common Grace website and just see in living color all the beautiful things that are happening in the lives of children because of Common Grace. But then go talk to your pastor. Go say, "Pastor, they're lonely kids in that public elementary school. Let's go love them. I'd like to be part of the team."
Now, is there a way for you to, let's say someone talks to their pastor, is there a way for maybe you to hook up? Would you be available to be hooked up with a pastor to talk about?
Oh, my greatest joy! My greatest joy is to visit churches, to meet pastors, and to become friends with pastors, and to sit and drink coffee and talk about reaching out into the neighborhood. We all think about missions as being far away, but there's a Jerusalem, There's a mission field right here in our own community. And the openness of the public schools has got to be from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally unique, as far as I know, in the United States at this time, that the public schools across the board in Hawaii are so open. Talk to your pastor and see if your pastor wants to reach out into that public elementary school, and then call us.
Yeah, and so you'll be able to hook up. And you know what the thing is? Just talk story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk story. Talk about it. You know, there's connections that are already made. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some advancement going in terms mm-hmm. of students and adults, churches and schools. Mm-hmm. But there's so many more schools.
Yes.
In our state, so many more students that need to be connected with. And so you ask, well, can I make a difference? You might be saying, well, will one phone call, will my church isn't a large church. Well, you know what? The your church can make a huge difference. What is large? Large in the sight of God. Just do something for the Lord in the fulfillment of God's calling and purpose. Mm-hmm. That's a major thing. Mm-hmm. The significance is right there. Can I make a difference? The answer is absolutely yes. Yes, you can. Somebody might be saying, well, you know, I'm not very, I can't talk very well. I'm a little bit, you know, awkward. You know, if you're willing, the Lord can use you. Mm. Someone else might be thinking, you know, is there another way that I could be a part of it? You know, is there a way that I could give something to it? Maybe you have some resources. Maybe you have some finances. A ministry like Common Grace can always use more financial support to strengthen its position to do more, to provide even better service, to upgrade the quality of what they already have.
Yes.
And as the Lord lays it on your heart, you can go to the Common Grace website. Mm-hmm. You can make a donation there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But commongrace.org, you can connect with them there. And you've heard the founder. You've heard his heart today, Jay Jarman. And stay in touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of what we do with the Good Life Hawaii radio program, we have a growing community of listeners. And you're a part of it. And that's why we're so happy that you're listening. You're with us. You can invite family and friends to listen to the program also. What a great way to reach out. Mm-hmm. And it's not only this program, but there are our past guests that have come on. And their stories have been very riveting, compelling.
Mm. Yes.
Because they talk about how to bring wholeness out of brokenness. Well, we have a prayer request that was emailed me today from someone who's been experiencing some real brokenness in her life right now. Her name is Cheryl. She emails from the west side of our island, the island of Oahu. And she writes this: Aloha, Danny and co-hosts. I'd like to request an urgent prayer, please. Please pray for my husband. He's sinning in the eyes of the Lord, committing adultery. Please pray. God strongly open his heart and speaks to his heart. My husband is very confused, struggling and lost with his own emotions. We pray God will guide him back to church because that is what he really needs in his life. Please pray that God will restore and reconcile our marriage. My husband, she says, has been away from home for the past 3 weeks. And I pray God bring him back home and give my husband the will to work things out. We really need God's healing hands to be on our marriage. I want to ask you, Leslie, can you lead in a prayer for Cheryl?
Sure, I would love to. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your abundant and great love for us, each and every one of us, Lord. And we know, Father, right now that you are aware of Cheryl, Lord, and her hurting heart. We thank you, Lord, that you are there for her, close, very close to her, Lord, and you know everything about what she's going through.
Mm.
Father God, we just pray right now that Cheryl will continue, Lord, to just lean into you, Father. To know you as her Lord and Savior and one who loves her so much and is hurting with her too, Father, as she goes through and shares the hurts of her life. Lord, we know that the marriage relationship is very special to you, Lord, and this couple, Father, is important to you. Their family, Father, and we just pray right now for your anointing upon them, Lord.
Yes.
For Cheryl, Lord, for comfort, Father.
Yes.
For perseverance, Father, for the peace that passes all understanding as she goes through this, Lord. But we pray also, Lord, for her husband, Father. We pray, Lord, that you just touch him, Lord, in a mighty way, in his heart, Lord, in the only way that he can hear you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Just convict him, Father, of the things and the actions, Lord, of his life. Convict him, Father, and reveal to him, Father, those places in his heart, Lord, that need you. Open his heart today, Father. We pray for reconciliation in this marriage, Lord, for new connection, Father, new healing and a renewal of love, Father. And we trust you, Lord, that you're already working on behalf of Cheryl and her husband and her family, Father. Keep them close, Lord, and guide them this day forward, Father. And we thank you for the healing and the connection, Father, that you will bring forth.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We just ask this in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jay, you know, you've been around, you've lived life, a maturity level over the years. But what do you say, what do you feel God would say to someone today who's listening, who's going through a really rough time?
Well, it's not just children who are lonely. Loneliness is when you feel that no one understands.
Mm.
And it begins with a deep assurance that God knows you, knows all about you, and loves you eternally, completely, just as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you trust him, if you trust in God's understanding, even when everything else is confusing and you don't understand anything about your life and you feel all alone, God knows.
Mm-hmm.
And God can be trusted. You turn to the Lord.
And that's our reminder to you today. And that's God's touch on your life this very moment, right in the midst of your situation. It may be difficult. It may be agonizing, excruciating. But God is with you, and he loves you. Our scripture for today is from Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. In the following days, you're going to hear more stories from people just like Jay. Invite someone to listen in. As always, it is a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our special guest today, Jay Jarman of Common Grace. Until tomorrow, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and Leslie Silva with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Just